Music.
The new music.
This is UK Talk Radio.
Radio.
With the music you love and the chat you enjoy.
Music.
The new music.
Let's cross over now to Phoenix in Arizona. In the US, where at the moment, at the time of the recording of this interview, middle of July 2021, it's 110 degrees, which did shock me. When Tara, who's on the line now with me, told me that. Tara is from Contessa Blue, she's the singer from Contessa Blue. Welcome to UK Talk and Music Radio, Tara.
Thank you so much for having me. I appreciate being on today.
No, I appreciate it as well. Thanks for contacting us. And I was genuinely surprised about 110 degrees. I suppose if you're singing, you're going to have to drink a lot of water.
Oh, yeah. So if I'm performing live, I definitely don't play outside. And I have a huge, huge jug of water next to me. And a lot of times, if it's at a restaurant, I'm asking the waitress or waiter to get me another glass of ice water. It's so important to stay hydrated here.
Yes, absolutely. And are you originally from Phoenix or Arizona State?
No, I'm actually from Chicago originally.
My family
goes back generations in Chicago, and I first moved here as a kid, but I went back to Chicago and moved back a few times for college and work and things like that. But then I decided I came back here to Phoenix, where it's year-round sunshine and a lot of heat.
Yeah, it almost sounds like the Middle East when you say 110, like Saudi Arabia or something.
I have not been there, but from what I've gathered, it sounds similar. You know, it's a dry desert heat most of the time.
Yes. Now, Tara, tell us about the name Contessa Blue, which is the name of your group.
Yeah, you know, I would say we are a mix of jazz, blues, rock, and soul. You know, I work with two gentlemen, Chris Favorese on electric guitar, and our musical director, David Anderson, who plays acoustic guitar and piano. And we work together as Contessa Blue, writing music that we can release to all platforms worldwide. Our biggest influences are, for me, Amy Winehouse and the female power vocalists of back in the day, like Donna Summer, Dionne Warwick, Aretha Franklin, Chaka Khan, any woman with a big, strong voice with a passion to be heard and get their message across. And I'm thankful to work with such talented people. And about a few times a year, we release music online, and we love connecting with our audiences around the world.
Yes, absolutely. Now, we've got a couple of tracks that we want to tell the listeners about. One of them's called Reset, and one of them's called Ain't Gonna Be Pretty. I like the name Ain't Gonna Be Pretty. Tell us how that song came into being, and how long it took also to for it to be a finished product from the original, from when you first started creating it or writing it.
Oh, yeah. You know, so I've been working together with Contessa Blue for about 5 years now. And that was the first song we wrote together and released online. And, you know, it is a song with attitude. It's about, you know, this is what's going to happen if you do me wrong. And it is blues. It's got horns. It's got a bite to it. And we're super insanely proud of the song. And we're glad it's our first song that we released together.
Yes, Ain't Gonna Be Pretty. I think it's a great title. And the other one that you've recently, or fairly recently, produced, which is very poignant, is called Reset. Now, the word reset is a word that we're hearing a lot of this last 18 months, isn't it, Tara?
Yeah, it's forced everybody around the world to rethink their lives and to hit the pause button, whether they liked it or not. And it's everybody's changing their life in some way. And we wrote that song last year after the first round of lockdowns happened. And it was our reaction. You know, it was interesting, too, because we were writing the song, like, over the phone and over email, just back and forth to each other. So David, the musical director, he writes the music first a lot of the time. And then he'll send the files over to me, and I come up with the lyrical ideas or any production ideas. So it's a beautiful product that we're super proud of, and it's nice to hear from people around the world letting us know how much the song has resonated with them.
Yeah. What's the longest and shortest time that it's taken for you to create a song from nothing to the finished product? What's the longest and the shortest so far?
Oh, would it mean from, like, the writing process?
Yes,
and
yeah.
The production from, when we release it?
Yes, because sometimes you hear of songs that were written really quickly, don't you? You know, other times you hear of songs that took, you know, that were a product of months of work.
Yeah, you know, every song is a few months of work, you know.
Yes.
We don't just, like, flip a song after a week or something. I mean, we put a lot of... we put a lot of thinking into it. I know some great work happens within an immediate time, like days and weeks. But with us, a lot of time, you know, it takes us a few months because we want to make sure it's right on our end, and we have and hire the right people in the studio to make us sound good, from our various instrumentalists to the engineer that we work with. Reset was probably the one we flipped the quickest because it came out during lockdown, and I think, like, it took us about a month, maybe two at the most, to get it all together to release it online.
Yes, I'm really in awe of people. I mean, everybody's got different talents and strengths, but I'm really in awe of people who can create catchy melodies, you know, from nothing, from scratch. You know, then the tune, you know, becomes so famous and iconic and known to everybody. I just think that's incredible how some people have that gift to do that.
Yeah, and with Reset, I would say it's more of a departure from a lot of what we released, where, you know, a lot of what we've released, if you listen to us on Spotify or iTunes at Contessa Blue, it's a lot of blues, jazz, some rock inspirations. With Reset, I would say it's more of an adult contemporary type of song. It's like a pop ballad almost.
Yes, yeah. Now, which music platforms are you on at the moment? I mean, you're on quite a few, aren't you? Which is great. So people can head over there now, and they can download and purchase your tracks and your albums.
Absolutely. We are on, I would say, all the major platforms around the world. So I think it varies by country which platforms are the most popular, but for sure we are on Spotify, Apple Music, iTunes, Deezer, and Amazon, and I believe Pandora as well. And then
yes,
you can also go to our official website, ContessaBlue.com, and you can see all of our songs and purchase them or stream them at your platform of choice.
Yes. How long have you been very seriously producing and releasing music on a very serious level? How long is it now, Tara?
Not too long, probably the past few years when I started working with Contessa Blue and re-released Ain't Gonna Be Pretty.
Yeah.
When I joined this group, I knew it was going to be, we're going to take this more seriously and really get our music out there for the world to hear. So I would say yes, the past few years.
Yeah, it's a huge amount of work, and to get where you've got is just, it's just wonderful. I mean, you know, you've got everything set up, and because it takes a huge amount of administration and perseverance, doesn't it?
Yes, it does. And I guess we're proud to call ourselves DIYers or do-it-yourselfers.
Yeah.
The beauty of living in today's age is that you don't need a record label to get your music online all over the world for people to hear. You can do it yourself with a little bit of research. And we've done a lot of research into all the things we need to do legally and engineering-wise, marketing-wise, you name it. So we are DIYers.
Yeah, oh, I like it. Now, Tara, tell us about your other musical inspirations, male or female. You mentioned Amy Winehouse, and any others that you listen to a lot? I know you mentioned Chaka Khan, for example.
Oh my God, she's incredible, and
I've
been fortunate to see her in concert three or four times because she's from Chicago too, and I've seen her a few times in Chicago, and I was lucky to say I've seen Aretha Franklin in Chicago.
Oh my
goodness,
yeah.
I love Alicia Keys.
Yes.
Corinne Bailey Ray, Robert Palmer.
Yeah.
George Michael. He has my heart, and I was so blessed to see him during his last tour in the United States. And
I had the worst seats
in the house, the ultra high nosebleed seats. But God, I am so glad I went, because he never came back. This was 2008 when I saw him.
Oh really? Yeah. Did you? Oh my goodness. Yeah. 2008. No, that really.
He sounded incredible. Sounded amazing, and
he
looked
did.
Good too.
Totally unique, isn't he? Yeah, totally unique.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, there are some artists that just can't be compared with anyone else, can they? They're so unique in every way. But you mentioned
mm-hmm.
Chaka Khan. I can share a bit of that with you, because I love all the old school disco divas, you know, from
yes.
the 70s and 80s. You know, most of them are African American, aren't they? Most. But
yeah.
some of the voices, oh my goodness, you know, the sounds they can produce, it's just so rich.
Big, bold, and full of passion.
Yeah, yeah. And unfortunately, you probably heard of Cheryl Lynn, but she's quite, I've always been a huge fan of Cheryl Lynn, but she's sort of very, very low-key nowadays, very, very low profile. You don't hear much at all from her.
Yeah, you know, I haven't researched what happened to her, but I love her music and I love
yeah.
her style.
Yeah.
You can't go wrong.
No.
I listen to SiriusXM a lot in the car, and one of my favorite stations is the disco station, Studio 54
yeah.
radio. And it's like you're in that club, Studio 54, and you're trying to imagine what the atmosphere must have been like, how unique and fun and exuberant.
Yeah. Yeah. Yes. Now, back to your group, Contessa Blue. What's the website, please? And what web links can you give to the listeners, Tara, for them to look up now to find you and listen?
Oh, yeah. I think the best place to start is just to go to our website, ContessaBlue.com, or go on Google and just hit Contessa Blue, and you'll see all the different platforms we're on: Spotify, Apple Music, Amazon, iTunes, Deezer. We're on all the major ones, so
yeah,
just check out Contessa Blue and your favorite music site, and you should be able to find us.
Contessa Blue, Contessa, C-O-N.
Yeah, two words.
Yeah, C-O-N-T-E-S-S-A, Contessa, Blue.com, all one word, lowercase. How long was it that you weren't able to sort of perform in front of people? How long was it that you weren't able to gig, you know, because obviously we've had a lot of restrictions, haven't we?
Oh, yes. And, you know, here it depends on the state where you live and the city where you live.
It does, yeah.
Yeah, we reopened pretty fast. And even when we did have lockdown, I mean, it was strict for probably only 2 months or something. And then a lot of it was left up to the businesses on whether or not to enforce masks and think about capacity limits. It varied, really. But
yes.
I did play a few times earlier this year. And then, you know, with the summer heat and everything that we are dealing with now, I don't like to perform as much. But when it cools down, you know, we'll definitely be out and about more.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, yeah. Thank you so much for joining us on UK Talk and Music Radio, Tara. And the name of your outfit is Contessa Blue. Thank you once again.
Thank you, John, for having us. It's been wonderful.
It's been great. And let's ask our listeners, obviously, to check out, they can check out lots of your creations, but Reset and Ain't Gonna Be Pretty are two of your trademark tunes for them to check out.
Yep, and our latest release is Black Cow.
Black Cow, right. I like the name again. Black Cow. Can you just tell us very briefly what the meaning of that is?
Yeah, well, it's our take on a Steely Dan classic. I mean, Steely Dan is a very unique group. So I think Black Cow is a type of drink.
Ah, right. I'll have to look that up.
A fancy beverage.
Oh, right.
Yeah, but the song is just a lot of fun for us to do. And we wanted to put our stamp on it and release our take on it. So you could check out Black Cow by Contessa Blue online on all the major platforms.
Oh, excellent. Thank you very much, Tara, for joining us on the line today from Phoenix, Arizona.
Oh, thank you so much for having me. I appreciate you. And
thank you.
Stay dry over where you're at.
Yes, yes, we will do for a while now. We've had a lot of rain, but now apparently summer's returning. It's middle of July now when we're recording this interview, and summer's coming back this week. So, yeah, after a few weeks of unsettled weather. Yeah. Well, thank you very much. That was Tara joining us on the line from Phoenix, Arizona. And Tara is from Contessa Blue on UK Talk and Music Radio.